Well, the Pulse of the Nation certainly thinking along the side of an advert, the Democratic Party advert, Democratic Alliance advert, in fact, that's been talked about all of yesterday and maybe from the previous night as well. So we will chat to the Cathrada Foundation a little bit later on about it, but much has been said about it. But we thought we'll get a further response on this issue from the DA perspective. We have with us the DA's federal chairperson, Helen Ziller. Appreciate your time and thanks for joining us. You're live on the National Pulse.
Thank you very much, Ashraf. It's good to be with you.
Much appreciated. Let's start with this firstly. How much value do you attach to our national symbols, in particular the flag?
Oh, a great deal, a very great deal. A lot of people put an enormous amount of effort to reach the point of democracy, and it's tragic to see our democratic institutions and other institutions being burnt by the ANC, and that they will be burnt to the ground if there's a coalition between the ANC, EFF, and MK. That is the point. So we attach an enormous amount of value, hence the shock value of our ad.
But the actual value on the symbols? So, you know, I say flag, we could talk about the national anthem, we can talk about the union buildings, I can go through a whole range of different ones, right? But to the literal flag, how much value do you attach to that?
Enormous amounts. That's why we were very shocked when ANC protesters repeatedly burnt the actual flag and there wasn't a peep about it. When other parties call for removing dissent from the national anthem, and we reject that because we believe these symbols are very important. So, you know, when we just reject the hypocrisy that when we burn a piece of paper symbolizing the United South Africa, which is what the ANC is burning, there's all this outcry when no one said a word about the ANC burning the actual flag.
So are you surprised at the outcry? Because I mean, you've also said, and I've read your piece today, you say controversy helps drive our message. So I would think that that's what you wanted.
Well, we absolutely expected this controversy because there are professional outrage seekers and outrage manufacturers out there, and especially the ANC are very good at this, very versed at this. And so we expected every bit of it.
But in expecting it, right, I think maybe just ignore the ANC for the moment because they're a political party jockeying for an election. And I mean, ditto for every other party, right? There's also been there's been a large public outcry. And I'm not suggesting social media represents the entire nation, but there's been a lot. There's been a lot almost saying the same things, like we hear what the DA is saying, but why would they want to burn our flag? It's our flag. Don't do that.
Well, first of all, if Twitter was the voters' role, the EFF would have been in power long ago. So, you know, I discount that. Secondly, this message would never have got across as powerfully had we not done it in this solar plexus punch way. We did it in this way precisely to get the point across. We had 30 seconds to get the point across about how critical this vote is going to be. Do we want to burn our democracy to the ground or do we want to help build it? Now, make that point in 30 seconds in a way that is memorable, in a way that gets people talking. That was the objective.
Do you think you've succeeded?
Yes, absolutely. We've succeeded. I mean, actually beyond even my expectations. You know, the DA's job is to ensure that we defend South Africa and all its symbols. And we've been doing that with absolute commitment since the dawn of democracy 30 years ago. And we've always been the first to predict the dreadful outcome of ANC policies and actions. And we've also always been criticized. There's always been an outcry every time we predict something that other people feel makes them uncomfortable, the inconvenient truth. And there was an outcry when we opposed CADA deployment in the late 1990s. There was an outcry when we opposed and exposed the consequences of BEE. There was an outcry when we started analyzing state capture at least a decade before any analysts did. There was an outcry when we said, stop Zuma. You know, we're used to this. When we tell the truth and when we predict what is going to happen that makes people feel uncomfortable and they wish it wouldn't happen, then they turn on us. And 10 years later, when the analysts discover it was true, they present it as a new insight. So we're completely used to this. And it's our job to wake people up and to tell them how critical this vote is going to be.
But ultimately, in terms of this, what you call manufactured outrage, I mean, ultimately, you want to translate the manufactured outrage into votes for the DA. Now, how is that going to happen?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, politics 101 is to create the binary and make people take a side. And it's absolutely clear that anybody who wants to defend South Africa needs to make a very clear choice. And the stakes are huge. They are far too high for anyone to stay home. And you need to come out on election day and do the thing that would be right in 10 years from now, when we'll either sit with a pile of ashes or a country that is growing more prosperous and more inclusive. That's the choice.
In terms of, I want to go back to the actual advert, right? In terms of the outrage, I mean, you did say you expected controversy, you expected a response, but did you expect the response of the type that you are getting in some places, and I understand numbers, we can debate it all day long, that has now called upon the position of the DA as being, you know, you see, this is this for whites party, this is this racist party, this is the party that will willingly burn the flag to prove a point, to justify their own interest. Because I'm asking that question because there's a line between convincing people to vote for your party, but on the other hand, convincing them unintentionally so to turn away from the party.
Not at all. People who are going to be outraged by our message were never going to vote for us in the first place. So that is the critical issue. We're after all the opposition voters that we can get, obviously, because we feel that a very strong DA is the only way we're going to save South Africa. I mean, we're the only party that is honest enough, strong enough, experienced enough to lead South Africa back, not from the brink, but we've already fallen over the edge. And we have to pull the country back, and people have to actually get that in stark terms. It's got nothing to do with being white. I mean, the catastrophe has hit mostly poor people, and they have to understand that. That is why jobless rates are so extreme. That is why life is getting more expensive and unaffordable. That's why there's no electricity. Rich people can put solar panels on the roof of their houses. Poor people rely on Eskom. It's precisely the poor people that we're standing up.
So your point, if I understand you, you're saying that the image of the flag burning is the image of those in power who, by their very actions, are effectively burning the flag, which is a symbol of the entire country. I mean, that's your message, right?
Yes, absolutely. They're burning the dream that we had in 1994. Okay. The ANC is destroying it and has been doing so systematically for 30 years.
Now,
and the ANC, EFF and MK will destroy it entirely. And we don't burn the actual flag.
Okay,
as one person put it.
Yes, I mean, I heard that. Look, I made the point.
If you look closely, it's a piece of paper, not a clinic, not a municipal building, not a train, and all the things the ANC burns.
Okay, I made the point as well on my own commentary yesterday that you can be anti the flag burning, which I am, just so you know, but I can still consider the fact that there's so much else that's wrong in the country, and we must highlight that. And I think that means you can actually do both. You can be against the flag burning. You can also be against many things that have undermined the country. Now, having said that, right, the Kathrada Foundation, you know, they said something like, we are dismayed by the burning of the flag, and it represents a symbol of hope. So here's the last thing to you. I mean, could you have done this any differently, but still achieve the same ends?
Well, the Kathrada Foundation makes exactly the same point. They should be dismayed. And indeed, our flag is a symbol of hope. And they should wake up to the fact that the ANC has been systematically destroying it. But they make my point exactly.
But their dismay is the DA using the flag.
Excuse me. I mean, this is the first time they've ever expressed that kind of dismay. Where were they when Ace Magashule's supporters in the ANC were burning flags all over Mangaung? I didn't hear a word from them. And those were real flags.
We're going to talk to them in a moment. You should probably listen in. Just the last thing in 30 seconds. Is there anything now with hindsight that you'd wish to revisit and apologize over regarding the advert and the outcry?
Absolutely not. We're not apologizing for telling South Africans what is going to happen to them. In 10 years' time, those who take our message seriously will be very grateful for the fact that we did ring this bell and ring it with such urgency in 30 seconds shortly before a critical election.
Okay. And
South Africa should thank us for ringing this alarm bell, which they need to hear loud and clear.
And that's where we'll leave it. Let's let South Africans then decide May 29 and beyond that. Helen Zille, I appreciate your time. Thanks for that opinion. Now, we'll certainly get another. Of course, Helen Zille is the DA Federal Chairperson.